What can we learn about sales motivation from the Girl Scouts? Well, it turns out we can learn a lot. Hey now, this is Dave Lorenzo. Welcome to another edition of The Inside BS Show. Today we're talking about the Girl Scouts. I have to tell you that I love the Girl Scouts because my daughter has been a Girl Scout for the last 6 years. She's 10 years old now at the time that we're recording this, and she's been immersed in the culture of the Girl Scouts, and there's a significant amount that we can learn about sales motivation from watching the Girl Scouts. Let's talk about this. There's five specific things that I want to share with you that are important for you as a sales manager when you're leading your team. The first is the sense of community that comes from being a part of something bigger than yourself. Now, you have a mission, you have a purpose, and your company has a mission and a purpose, but also you and your team have a mission and a purpose. And the same thing is true when it comes to the Girl Scouts. Everybody thinks of them as these cute little kids who go out and sell cookies once a year, but each Girl Scout troop is its own little community, and those small communities are part of the bigger global world of the Girl Scouts. And they get together several times a year for parades and campouts and, yes, jamborees. And the members of each Girl Scout troop are very close with the people in their troop. And sometimes the troops compete against each other. Sometimes the troops compete together as a region against other regions. And sometimes everyone in all the Girl Scouts comes together for a specific purpose or a task. Does this sound familiar to you? Because it should. You'll have clusters of sales teams all over your organization, and sometimes they come together to compete against other sales teams. Sometimes you compete as regions against one another, and you're always looking to serve a purpose bigger than yourself. That's to improve your client's life, improve your client's situation, and beat your competition. Well, the Girl Scouts are the exact same way. So when you think about how you can motivate your members of your team, your sales team, think about making the community even closer. Whatever you can do to foster that sense of community and drive them toward a mission greater than just the individuals who are part of that, you are doing the right thing for motivation purposes. Look at what we do here on the Inside BS Show. This show is broadcast on video on YouTube, and we have a community of people on YouTube that regularly respond to the comments, and I do some back and forth with them. We also have a group of people who listen to the show on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, and they send me emails and they communicate with me back and forth. And we do webinars for people who are part of both organizations, both groups. So that sense of community exists everywhere. It's just a matter of whether you're fostering it or growing it, or you're not. So take the opportunity to foster and grow your sense of community. That will serve as a fantastic motivation opportunity for your team. And tell them you learned it from the Girl Scouts. The second sales motivation strategy we can learn from the Girl Scouts is that they have a quota and they know what the best do to reach that quota. Now I'm talking specifically about, yes, Girl Scout cookie sales. If you've ever interacted with anyone in the Girl Scouts, the first thing people think about is their cookies and selling the cookies once a year. And the cookies are a fundraiser for the Girl Scouts to go on camping trips and participate in different activities. Here's how the Girl Scouts leaders, the troop leaders, who are essentially either moms or dads or people in their lives, here's how they motivate the girls to sell cookies. First, they talk about the purpose that they have for doing this. Second, they talk about what each girl is responsible for. Third, they talk about what the troop overall is responsible for. And then fourth, they brainstorm on best practices. So some of the girls will talk about how they stood out in front of the supermarket and were able to sell more cookies than anybody else that way. Some of the girls talk about how they go to their parents' offices and they sell a ton of cookies in their parents' offices. And some of the girls talk about how they go door to door and they sell cookies. What they all do is they all share their scripts, they all share how they go about doing what they do, and then they discover best practices and replicate the best practices from one person to another. You can do the same thing in sales. You can have the same environment. You can create that sense of community I talked about earlier and make sure that your best people are sharing what they do, and people who have success in one unique or discrete area share that success, share language they use, share places they go, share approaches they take. Those best practices make life easier, and that is a huge motivation tool for your sales team. The third thing we can learn about sales motivation from the Girl Scouts is that training is key. The Girl Scouts do not do anything without practice, practice, practice. The troop leaders train their Girl Scouts to do everything thoroughly before they send them out into the world. Everything from creating baskets or surviving on a camp out to selling the cookies. So in your sales team, you probably have one person who's the designated trainer. You take new people, you stick them with that person, you say, John here is gonna show you everything you need to know about sales. Good luck. And then you leave them alone. Or maybe you have a great corporate program and you adhere to the corporate program religiously, and then you just send people out in the world and you wonder why they're not doing well. The Girl Scouts have this figured out. What they do is, first, they go through the entire training process. The troop leader explains it. And then they break the training process down, they buddy up, they pair up, and the troop leader says, okay, I'm going to now demonstrate each part of the sales process. You girls as a team are gonna work together to learn how to do each element of this task. And they break it down, small tasks at a time. The girls practice with each other before they have to do the whole task by themselves. Same thing with you. Training is key in sales. Now, look, salespeople hate role play, but they hate role play in front of a group. They'll do role play in a one-on-one setting to make sure they got it right. So if you break down your training into segments and then you pair them up, your salespeople I'm talking about now, and you have them role play one-on-one, they'll hone their skills, they'll refine their skills. If you do this once a month, it'll be amazing in 2 or 3 months how well they've learned what you taught them. Then you can send them out into the world on their own. Training is the key to success, and a well-trained person who's prepared, who gets in front of a prospect, feels much better about themselves and about the process. Remember, you can't shave your poodle with a rusty razor, right? You need to make sure you got a clean, sharp razor. That's a metaphor, meaning that you have to have the best trained sales team on the planet if you want them to be successful. You can't take shortcuts in training and expect to have a superstar sales team. The fourth thing that the Girl Scouts do that your sales team can do that will keep them fired up and motivated is leverage creative ways to get in front of prospects. One of the things that I used to love about the Girl Scouts is that they were welcomed everywhere. So if my son had a baseball game, my daughter would bring her cookie kit and she would set up a table. And if the game went long, in fact, the longer the game went, the more cookies she would sell. So she came up with a creative idea of setting up that table at the baseball games and she would sell a ton of cookies. She also came up with the idea of, and this may not have been kosher with the people that she was working with, but came up with the idea of selling cookies in front of a movie theater. And her cookies were a lot of cookies for a couple of bucks versus the inflated price of the candy in the movie theater. So people would buy her cookies on the way into the movie theater. The best idea that we've ever seen is the Girl Scouts who got up early in the morning and went with their parents at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning and hung out in front of the clubs on Miami Beach and sold their cookies to people coming out of the clubs who are starving at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars in cookies were sold outside of the clubs on Miami Beach at 4 o'clock in the morning because a Girl Scout got an idea that people who are in clubs would be hungry for cookies afterward. Creative ways to connect with buyers is one of the things that I love about kids and Girl Scouts. Think about how your salespeople have kind of lost their spark for creative ways to connect with buyers. Foster that and you'll watch the motivation of your sales team go through the roof. The fifth thing I want to share with you about motivation from the Girl Scouts is that making an emotional connection is essential. Every Girl Scout has a pitch or a speech or a script that they use, and the script is always designed to connect with that person on an emotional level. And the girls are taught to highlight the fact that the cookies are funding a trip, they're funding a camp out, they're funding a special project, or they're funding the Girl Scouts outreach for the needy, okay? So the Girl Scouts have a mission that's bigger than themselves. Talked about that at the beginning. They're connecting you buying cookies with that mission. And when they're connecting cookies with a mission, cookies are good, people like cookies, they're delicious, and it's part of a mission, and it's only a couple of bucks, it's a home run. So overall, I gave you five ways that the Girl Scouts leverage their sense of community to motivate them to sell cookies. And if you don't think it's tough to get a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, or a 10-year-old to stand in front of a supermarket or to knock on doors or to set up a table in the scorching hot sun at a baseball game and sell cookies, that's almost harder to do, to get those girls to do that, than it is to motivate a sales team. So take these ideas back to your team and share with them the sense of community the Girl Scouts have created. Motivate your team to succeed, and we'll see you right back here again for the next edition of the Inside BS Show. Right now below me, you can watch another video on sales motivation. I want you to click on that video right now. It should be five more ways to motivate your sales team. It has some bright pink on the thumbnail. You're definitely going to want to watch that. Click on that thumbnail right now. I'll see you in that video.